Hi, you're listening to YYC Sociables, where I share your best options for restaurants, events, and breweries in Calgary. I'm your host, Sarah Sociables, and my job is to make sure you have something fun to look forward to every week. In between these weekly podcasts, get your fix by following me on Instagram at sarah.sociables. In this week's episode, I'm talking about all the fun stuff happening in Calgary from Monday, February 1st to the end of the week, Sunday, February 7th. Now, before we get into it, I want to thank this week's sponsor, which is Solutions Brewing. I told you guys about them last week. They are out of Airdrie. This is a new brewery that was started by three friends, Rob, Brendan, and Steven. And they have three beers that they have out right now. There is a blonde, a red, and a stout. And today I want to tell you about the red ale. Now, I'm not usually a fan of red ales. I don't know why. They've just never been really a go-to for me, but I actually really like this one. And it made sense when I read the description, so I'll read it to you guys. It says, it's made with a nod to German Altbier and Marzen styles. This is a low hop, but full malt forward beer with strong notes of bread and biscuit. We know you'll love it. Yes, you were right. I did love it. It was surprisingly good. It was a red ale that I could see myself drinking more than a few of, probably because of the low hops and the full malt. Like, it had a lot of flavor without the bitterness. So I recommend you guys try that. Whether you're into reds or not, I think it is a crowd pleaser. Alrighty, so now on to the main segment. If you're new here, this is where I go over the list of events that I post on Instagram every Sunday. This is a curated list of local events handpicked by me because I think they're the most fun things to do in the city. Now, recently, we've been very dry in terms of events. As you know, we're in lockdown. I think last week was kind of rock bottom in terms of events. It was very sad. I was like, this is my worst episode yet. But things turned around. This week, there's actually a ton of stuff to talk about. So this might even be a long episode. So yeah, let's dive into it. The first thing I want to tell you about is La Poutine Week. So that starts Monday, February 1st. And what this is a full week of like buying poutines from local restaurants that have signed up to be a part of this Poutine Week. Calgary actually has another Poutine Week that's in April, and that one's called Poutine with Purpose. I don't know if anyone remembers that one from last year. And I kind of like the one in April better, the Poutine with Purpose, just because it supports MealShare and it's just a charity initiative. So this La Poutine Week that is this week isn't associated with a charity, which is too bad, but it's still a good thing to support because you're supporting local restaurants who definitely need the business right now. There's 26 participating restaurants according to their website, and I'll read out some of the standout poutines that sounded really interesting. Prairie Dog Brewing is doing a $35 poutine, so it's just like this massive poutine platter, which looked really good. There's a popcorn chicken poutine from Leopold's. Leopold's is known for having like all these crazy poutines, so they're experts in the poutine making. And the other one I noticed that looked really good, like the picture made my mouth water, was the braised beef short rib poutine from Shoe and Canoe. So that's one that I was looking forward to. I want to try that one. And the other one I wanted to note was from Pig and Duke. They have a bacon and pulled pork poutine. Yum. So those are just a couple suggestions, but go to their website and look at the different ones that are available. They also have an Instagram. It's at La Poutine Week, but it is Canada-wide. It's not just for Calgary, just an FYI. So you're not just going to see Calgary restaurants on their Instagram page. The next thing that I wanted to tell you about is YYC Hot Chocolate Fest. So this is a full long hot chocolate festival. It happens every year and it supports Meals on Wheels, which is amazing. There's 43 participants, about give or take. I think they add participants kind of on the fly. 7 of these participants are offering spirited hot chocolates, which were obviously the most interest to me because I love my Bailey's drinks. I'll tell you about the two that I'm most excited to try. They're both the spirited ones, but they do have a ton of non-alcoholic hot chocolates for you to drink all over the city as well, which is amazing. So the two that I really am excited about is one is from 10 Degrees Chocolate, and it's a cinnamon bun hot chocolate with Irish cream liqueur topped with cream cheese whipped cream. And this looked like a dessert. Like, this was some thick cream cheese icing on top of this hot chocolate. It looked amazing. And the second one is from Amato Gelato, and it's a Dutch hot chocolate with Italian Frangelico liqueur, which I looked up because I didn't know what it was. It's hazelnut liqueur. It's also topped with whipped cream and has a mini Nutella donut on top. What? That's amazing. So really, you're not going for hot chocolate. You're going for dessert. It's a whole experience, and you're supporting charity, so it's amazing. There's more info on that on yychotchocolate.com, and you can see all the different participants, and you can go support local. You got the whole month to do it. The third thing that I wanted to mention is the Motion Ball Gala. Usually this happens downtown as like this big over-the-top gala in Calgary. People really look forward to it. It's very black tie, but because of COVID, it's moved to online. But I think that they've done a good job of making it like a whole experience and replicating different aspects of the gala. And it's for a great cause. It's a fundraiser for the Special Olympics. Normally these tickets would be like hundreds of dollars because it's a very fancy gala. But because it's online, the tickets are only $40 and you do get a tax receipt. You can also upgrade to include a VIP meal from Bridget Bar and or a cocktail kit. So there's different higher level prices if you want to do those upgrades. And the online event is a 90-minute show with musical performances. There's stand-up comedy by Jerry D. And then there's a DJ that plays. And there's also a silent auction that happens somewhere in there. So like I said, they did a good job of including a lot of variety around this event. And I like it when people are innovative with doing things online because it is so tough, right? So that's the Motion Ball Gala. It's happening online on Friday night. The next thing I wanted to talk about is the Hygge Hut. Now, the Hygge Hut is this hut in East Village. It's this cozy hut that is using that Danish word hygge, which means comfort or coziness. It's just east of the Simmons building. I haven't seen it, but apparently it's this Scandinavian hut that has these fire pits open, multiple pits that are lit for people just to come and hang out. And I guess like the city of Calgary is doing it just to have a place for people to hang out outside to discourage them from hanging out inside their house and to get out and actually have somewhere to go. So there's these fire pits set up, which I think is pretty nice. So they are lit by city workers, I guess, and it's open Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 9 p.m. And according to the website, there's also Calgary's best winter wonderland themed photo wall there. So I don't know what that means. I don't know how there's an outdoor photo wall, but if you go, let me know what that is all about. The next thing I want to tell you about is another event by Revival Brewcade. They did one of these about 2 weeks back where it was a trivia night with beer tasting attached to it, which I think is awesome. I think this is a nice creative way for breweries to be doing something during this weird time and getting some business. So this trivia night is music themed, which means I would be terrible about it because I don't know anything about music, so I might have to skip this one, but it's such a great idea. It's Saturday at 7 p.m. and what you do is you go on the website ahead of time and you order it as like a package where you get your mixed beers and sample glasses and your link to the event, and you get that all for $30. And apparently there's also prizes too, so that's fun. I like how they make it a little bit competitive like that. Maybe you can win some Revival Brewcade swag. So if you're interested in doing that, go to the Revival Brewcade website and you can purchase it from them there. The sixth event I was going to tell you about, see, I told you there's a lot of events this week. The Super Bowl is happening on Sunday. This really snuck up on me. I can't believe it's Super Bowl time already, so that's amazing. There's obviously no Super Bowl parties, which is really a bummer. You can only celebrate with your cohort, but don't let that stop you from eating inappropriate amounts of food and beer. You should still, I say this wholeheartedly, go buy yourself a massive platter and eat it. I've taken the liberty to give you a list of places you can get platters from here in town, and these are my four recommendations. Number one, Pig and Duke. They have a sports platter for $85, and it includes all of these things: pierogies, chicken bites, wings, bacon, parm chips, pickles, veg, queso dip, pita chips, 8 beers, and 2 toques, so you get some swag with it as well. Jane Bond Barbecue is also offering a platter. She does this all year round. It's the Jane's platter. I've had it before. It is top quality. It includes pork belly, brisket, ribs, chicken, and cornbread. It's amazing. Highly recommend. Trolley 5 has a platter. It's called Calling All Sports Fans. So they know people are watching the game and they need a mixed pack of food and drink to eat. So this includes nachos, wings, pizza, and a 6-pack of beer. And it's only $60. So that's a pretty decent deal from Trolley 5. And my last recommendation, if you don't want to go with like traditional pub food for the Super Bowl, maybe try Jerusalem Shawarma. Because I was looking on their website, and under their catering section, they have these family deals where you can get wraps, potatoes, salad, drinks, baklava, all together in one order, and it looks like it would be an amazing thing to munch on during the Super Bowl. So just another option for you there. Okay, so that is all the events for the week coming up, and now let's move on to talk about restaurant news. So I do have a couple of things that are happening. One thing is Blanco Cantina is opening a third location in West Springs. You probably know Blanco Cantina from 17th Ave, the one that's really popular and like hard to get into on Friday and Saturday nights. There's also one in Kensington now, which I didn't even know about till like a couple of months ago when I was walking by. I was like, oh, there's a Blanco there. When did that happen? So I guess now they're opening a third location. So they must be wildly successful right now. So good for them. They do have really good drinks. I love their Mezcal margaritas. They're chef's kiss. Amazing. Next restaurant news, Chocolaca is to open soon. I was telling you about this one back in November. I mean, I guess no one was listening to my podcast back then. But they didn't open because obviously the shutdown in December, so everything was delayed. So now they're going to have their grand opening as soon as possible. And I don't know the exact date on that. Like, I don't know if it's going to be February 8th when everything else opens, or if they're going to have a special dedicated opening, because obviously they want to have a little more hype around the first time that they open their doors. So Chocolaca is in the building that 1410 was in on 17th, so it's got a great location. The theme of the food is like kind of grilled meats and world variety theme. So I was talking to one of the restaurant owners, and he was saying that like you can get like not only the food, but the drinks will have themes as well. So you can like kind of like a trip around the world theme where it's like the best of all these places. Because at first I didn't really get it, but once he started explaining it and I was hearing about all these different flavors and his dedication to bringing in like the actual spices or herbs, like whatever was required to like make the best of these countries, it sounded really cool and I'm very excited to try it. The third piece of restaurant news I have for you is, this news might be like a little bit old, like I'm kind of confused on the timeline, but Concord Group is starting up another bar called Major Tom Bar, and they have an Instagram account where they were posting about the opening in March of last year, March 2020. So I don't know, maybe they just completely put it on hold until things settled a little bit and now they're planning on actually opening. I don't know. It's by the Concord Group, which is amazing. Like, they are the bringers of the Bridget Bar, National, Model Milk, all of those amazing restaurants that they brought to us. So we know it's going to be top quality. So that's why I was like, yes, I want to go to this Major Tom Bar. But the other kind of thing that is, well, I'm going to say not as good about it, is it's on the 40th floor of Stephen Avenue Place downtown. So it's not like a super accessible location. Like, maybe it's something that's designed for people to have after work drinks, and it's not something the general public would really think of, because I feel like if it's on the 40th floor of like a skyscraper, I'm going to forget it exists. So interesting anyway. I will be following their Instagram page to see what they're posting in terms of timelines, because there's not a lot of information on that right now. It's like not even on the Concord Group's website. It's mostly just on their Instagram. The final piece of restaurant news that I have is about the General Block building in Bridgeland. So I did talk about this one a little while ago, I think in December. So this is the new building that I think it was going up and now it's finally complete. And it's pretty exciting because it's got these like killer restaurants in it that everyone loves. So Una is gonna be there, and like Una's just ridiculously popular. We know that. Village Ice Cream, another ridiculously popular place. And on top of that, Phil and Sebastian Coffee. So all those three places are gonna be there. So there's a lot of like hype around this and people are really excited, and allegedly they're opening in March. I looked on their Instagram and it says that they're anxiously waiting for opening day, but it didn't say when that was. So I was like, what does that mean? Is it like 2 days from now, or is it like a month from now, or are you opening on February 8th with like other businesses? So I don't know. They're anxiously waiting. I'm anxiously waiting. I'm excited to see when the General Block building opens in Bridgeland. Moving on to brewery news, I do have a couple of pieces of brewery news for you guys. So Two House Brewing is moving. I don't know where to. They're in Sonalta right now. And I actually went there on Saturday because I wanted to pick up some of their discount beer because they were having moving sales. It was 25% off. I got their raspberry pie beer, by the way. It was like so good. It's raspberry pie sour, and highly recommend that beer. Very good. Anyway, they are moving, and I was questioning when I was there, and I was like, where are you moving to? But they were very secretive. All she said was that it was somewhere very close. So maybe they're just moving like a couple buildings over or something, but she wouldn't reveal. But that's exciting. Two House Brewing is going to have a new, improved place somewhere in Sonalta. My next piece of brewery news, well, this may not be technically brewery news because it's more restaurant news. Noble Pie, which is in 88 Brewing, is moving. They made a post on Instagram saying they kind of, I'm going to say like outgrown their location, which makes sense. Like they've been in 88 Brewing for like 2 years and they've been ridiculously successful to the point where like they can't handle all their orders and people are like selling them out a week in advance. So everyone kind of saw this coming. Although I am sad they're leaving 88 Brewing because that was such a beautiful match of like delicious beer and delicious pizza. What a favorite, awesome location of mine. So I wonder where Noble Pie is gonna go. And like, I hope there's some beer attached to it still also. So that's exciting. There was no news on where. We just have to follow their Instagram and we will find out whenever they make that announcement. The next section I have here is on where I will be this week. So because we're still in lockdown, I'm not going to be anywhere. I don't have any plans. There's nothing I'm doing, but I am anxiously waiting for Monday, February 8th, so a week from now, for the opening of restaurants. I haven't made any reservations or anything. I haven't thought about like where I'm going to go first, but I am pretty excited about that. Are you guys going to visit restaurants? Are you feeling like comfortable about that? It was interesting because I posted on my Instagram a little poll because I wanted to know if people were planning on heading out to restaurants. And I think about like 75% said that they were excited to go to a restaurant, which is a flip from when I had posted back in, I think it was June-ish last year, because do you remember when restaurants were allowed to open the first time and a lot of people were still really scared and nervous and waiting for a vaccine? At that time, there was only about 25% of people who said they were excited about going out to restaurants. So it's really interesting to see how the perspective and the opinion has flipped from people being very hesitant and not ready to go till it seems like this time for this opening, people are like very excited about going to restaurants. And on top of that, if you think about it, it's also Valentine's Day is coming up and restaurants have started to open up their reservation system. So even though they're not open, you can book for your Valentine's Day dinner now. So I think Valentine's Day weekend is just gonna be crazy because Valentine's Day is on a Sunday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think restaurants across the city are just gonna be booked. That's my guess. People are like hungry to get out of their house and want to have a romantic night out and get a little excitement. So that's my prediction. It'll be interesting to see what happens. In terms of what I did last week, normally this section would have some fun events that are in there, but we know I was locked down. I did get my hair done by my friend Marika, which was awesome. If you guys are watching my stories, I kind of showed off the work that she did, which was really amazing. If you're interested in getting your hair done by Marika, you can get 20% off if you book with her and mention my name. And the best way to do that is to go to her Instagram, which is at mariakihair.yyc. mariakihair.yyc, and mention my name to do so. So I would highly recommend you check her out. She does a really amazing job, and she's got the cutest studio downtown. And so that is all that happened last week, and that is all my news for the upcoming week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or any suggestions about anything, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I really appreciate that you are interested in the same things I'm excited about, and that means the world to me. And before I close out, I want to shout out someone who left me a review. I don't know who this is. It's like Folks. B-O-S-K-C-D-N. I don't know who that is, but you left me a review. It was 5 stars on the for the podcast. That's amazing. I'm now up to 34 reviews. My goal is to get to 100 reviews. So if you have a friend, you could ask to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That would be amazing, and I will totally shout you out and give you a thank you. And also, if you're interested in advertising on the podcast, visit yycsocials.com/advertising for more info. And that is it for the week. Alrighty, so bye for now, and I will see you next time. We'll be right back.